Hey everyone, today I'm airing an episode of a conversation that I had with the multidimensional mom host, Stephanie Donovan. Guys, it was such a great conversation we had about the wackiest of the woo. We went into it and we had a good time. And it's such an important conversation, I believe. So I just decided to go ahead and air it for my listeners because I tell you, we had a lot of fun, guys. So without further ado, here is the episode. And by the way, go ahead and check out Multidimensional Mom Podcast. It's on all platforms, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And I'll have a brand new episode next week. See you then.
Hey there, friends. I'm Stephanie Donovan.
And I'm Sarah Malloy. And if you're a mom who likes psychology, intuitive development, crystals, spirits...
Wait, ghosts? Did you mean ghosts?
Well, yes, sometimes. Come along with me and my bestie as we explore a new topic of self-development, magic, and yes, even the paranormal each week.
But don't worry, we're not experts.
No, but we are fascinated by this stuff, and we'll walk through it right along with you.
Bringing you Practical Woo since 2022, we'll cover everything from momming to the mystical. Because we're multidimensional.
And you are too.
Welcome to Multidimensional Mom. Hi, and welcome back. It's a party on a Sunday morning, and we're about to get wacky. Today, I welcome back to the podcast my friend, Leslie Fear, paranormal author and creator of the interview podcast, Because I Want to Know, where she interviews some of the most interesting people you've ever heard about their careers, life experiences, or supernatural occurrences. Because Leslie has logged so very many interviews and broadcast so many puzzling stories since 2020, I thought she'd be an excellent guest to come here and discuss with me the wackiest of the woo. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you, girl?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. What a great intro. I'm so not that organized when I start talking to people. I'm just like, listen, I know a couple things about you, and then I'm just going to go and talk to you
okay.
more.
That's your style. I am a writer. I have to do the intro. It's like the beginning of a resume. That's my style.
I love it.
I do want to say here on Multidimensional Mom, we take a very practical take on the woo. I know you dive in fully. So, yeah. But I want us to dive in fully together. And some of the stuff we're going to talk about seems very far out there, but we've heard it exists. And I am not here to judge it. I'm not here to say it doesn't exist. I'm just here to say what is going on with it. So I've got three topics I brought and you've got a few too. And should we just like go back and forth and get
Let's
into it?
Let's go back and forth. Let me hear your first one.
Okay. I love this one. And I know that you know about it. I was thinking last night, where have I heard it? And I think I first heard about it on Karen Rentowski's podcast.
Yes.
Paranormal Karen. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Paranormal Karen. Yeah.
Okay. Walk-ins. Called a walk-in soul shift or soul swap. This is a phenomenon when there's someone born with one soul and then it changes sometime during their life. So a new soul comes in to replace the original soul that was there since birth. Usually this happens in people younger than 30. It could be a higher level soul coming in to replace one that's gotten too low. Could be like an oops, I've changed my mind type thing. Mm-hmm. The original soul can be needed somewhere else in the universe and then it's taken out. Anyway, there's like a complete shift in personality. Sometimes a breaking of connections with loved ones because the person wakes up one day and feels like they're a brand new person. A soul has taken over someone else's incarnation that is already in progress.
Right. Yeah. Crazy.
This is terrifying to me because I imagine my husband waking up one day and being like, who are you?
It's like, and what did you do with my wife? Yeah. You know, from what I understand, this happens not often, but it also is a soul kind of a, from what I understand too, this is just all the stuff that I've heard on my podcast. And I'm just telling you guys what they tell me. I've heard people say we have 5 exit points and we can take them or not. Like if you're on a highway and there you see a big accident and you happen to not be in that accident because you were really watching and you went off to the side, but people behind you were in that accident. You could have very well have been in that accident. So that could have been an exit point for you. You chose not to take it. That could be one theory. Another theory I've heard, and this is one of my woo-woo things, okay, but this will tie it in. I understand that we all have a higher self on the other side, and a higher soul. And you're like, what? I didn't even understand this concept until somebody introduced it to me. I was like, what are you talking about? This is what?
So higher self existing at the same time you are here, but it's on,
is
the,
on
other,
the
side.
Other side. And it's like this oversoul. Okay. So your higher self is a combination of all the lives you've ever had. So Stephanie could be a child. Stephanie could be a man in a different life right now, because it's all happening right now. Like Nostradamus is existing right now. We're just in a different time dimension.
Wow.
I know. See, that's okay. So when you talk about walk-ins, it could also be another fractal of your higher self or of you taking over.
Oh, and they switched out audio.
And they switch out. So you're still Stephanie, the higher self up there, because I've heard, because
they just sent a different version. It's Stephanie 2.0.
Stephanie 2.0, because it's one of those things where I do believe we're all fractals of God. Like I believe in source, God, all the things. Right. I do believe Jesus walked the earth. I don't think the guy wanted to be worshiped. I'm not going to lie. I do believe that. That is just my personal belief. But I don't think he
just had like really cool sandals and started it all.
He just wanted to, just love everybody. And unfortunately, it got very convoluted. So I think that, we're all fractals of God. So we all represent the good in God, but there's also the bad in people because of, we're human and we're supposed to, it's never supposed to be rainbows and butterflies down here. But sometimes when you have enough and you just don't want to deal with it anymore, your higher self will say, okay, well, Stephanie 2.0, why don't you take over? And that's from what I understand. I'm not saying, because see, the thing is, there's so many different variables in every single thing we're going to talk about that anything's possible in this kind of situation. And every single thing we talk about, and people are like, okay, well, that's a great way to explain it away. Yeah, I understand that. But I also think that why not? We're all energy. Why couldn't we do things like that?
Sure.
You know?
Well, have you ever had somebody with a walk-in experience on your podcast?
I have not. Not yet.
Okay.
They're very rare.
It's crazy to hear.
Yeah, they're really rare. Yeah. It's not typical. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, the first time I heard it, I was like, this sounds like a mental break. Because somehow, I mean, always like they leave their partner. They're like, I don't feel connected to you. And they move out. They find their a new world. Like they're just suddenly a new person. And it is crazy. Like sometimes they change their name, they feel like a new person. It's just,
but I agree with you, sometimes it just could be that a psychotic break where their personality just shifts.
Okay.
It may not be a walk-in at all.
Yeah, but I like your theory about that. It's like another version of you. Yes. Like subbing in. Time to sub.
Exactly. That's just,
get this one in,
because I've heard all the different kinds and they've all been explained to me through someone who had a near death or someone who had it like a head injury, and all of a sudden they're speaking a different language and they don't know why.
That's crazy.
But think about it, they've had all these different lives, so they picked it up, and maybe the oversoul or the higher self, whatever, some people call it the oversoul, the higher self.
I like that term. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, I like that one.
I know. That
and
was crazy.
Was the oversoul your first one too?
No. Well, I do have that one, but I wanted to talk about something that I think is in Convoluted Universe, Dolores Cannon's book. And she talks about, and she learned that she was a famous hypnotherapist. I think she died in 2013 or 14. I'm not sure exactly which specific date, but not long ago. But she decided she was going, she's never into the woo-woo. She decided she's going to be a hypnotherapist and help people quit smoking or help people with addictions and all this stuff. Right.
Right.
And all of a sudden, everyone that she was, regressing back into, oh, what happened when you were young, and hypnotizing, she started talking to them and they started talking about past lives.
Yes.
And she's like, what is going on? So she started doing research, and every single time she'd take them pretty far in, she'd say, well, tell me what you see. Well, I see a cave and I see a saber-toothed tiger or whatever, and you're like, what is going on?
So the regression, like past life regression, where they sit there in hypnosis and start talking.
Yes, I did it with Abby Eisminger, and I talked about my regression. And
so what'd you find out?
Well, I found out that, and I knew this, I found out that I lived in the 1800s. This is another life of mine. I don't want to say past life because it's all happening all at once. I know that's so hard to grasp, you know, but.
Well, time is different and it's not time.
Yeah.
On the other side. And that's kind of how I explain a lot of things.
Exactly.
Like, how can this happen? Well, time's not real there.
Exactly.
So.
And so I hopped into that life and took a peek. So that's how I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hopped into this life where I was a woman who lived in England with her parents. Her parents were very close to her, especially her dad. And I was getting to the age where, you know, back in the 1800s, early 1800s, you needed, by 22, you needed to be off and married. What are you still doing at home?
Right.
And I knew that. And so, but I wanted to fall in love and marry for love. But I ended up not doing that. I ended up marrying someone who I was fond of, but not deeply in love with. And I ended up dying at a very early age of scarlet fever after I had my son. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I know. Yeah. So that was kind of a short life. So what I thought, going back to what I was going to tell you about the whole convoluted universe with Dolores Cannon, she found out, she said, I'm going to regress you. What are you now? And they go, I feel like I'm just drifting and I'm getting breathed in. So they're oxygen. Talk about woo woo. Okay. One person said, I feel like I'm just stationary and I'm just kind of looking at the sky and I'm just kind of just here and I'm here for centuries. What do you feel like? And they're a rock.
Wait, how disappointing. Like, I were to invest in hypnotherapy and found out I was a rock, I don't think it'd be good for my self-esteem.
Right? Oh, well, and from what she has gathered or had gathered before she passed, she said that we come here and we experience every single thing that we can before we become a human soul. Like we're souls, but we need to understand how life works here. We need to have compassion for the trees that you could be before you become human. We need to have compassion for the animals you could be before you became human. We need to be compassionate for the air that you breathe, you know, that you were before we have clean air that we can breathe when we're human. So that was the concept of that. And I thought that was so interesting, but it makes sense.
Wow. Well, that's a good one. I like that one.
It's very strange though.
Yes. And say the name of the woman who does this because you can follow her on TikTok. Does she have a podcast too? Because I've definitely seen her. Abby.
Her name is Abby House. And she is on TikTok. Oh, I'd have to look her up. You know, we'll look her up and put her in the show notes.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to like note the people that we're mentioning because this is where we've heard all this business.
Yes.
All right. Ready for another one?
I'm ready.
Astral projection.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Called astral travel or soul wandering. It's when someone has an intentional out of body experience that can, and this dates back even like ancient Egyptians were talking about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The astral body splits from the physical and travels somewhere. Now, I've heard this happens when people sleep from Christina the medium, a friend of both of ours who we've both had on, has said that our spirits can travel during sleep. And then I've heard people can train their minds and bodies to literally like pop out and go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can visit places. Now, CIA, there's reports on people traveling and viewing files in like Russia and like warring countries. I even looked up in 1983, the CIA published the Gateway Report, a mind-bending document about military research into astral projection and other dimensions. It was a 28-page document, and it was declassified in 2003.
Wow.
And then also a professor, I read about this, but I don't know where, but I thought it was so fascinating, taught his students to do this, and they all did it. At the same time, reported seeing the same things on this one street that none of them had ever been on. And then when they went and looked up like the whatever, the Google Maps of it or whatever, those things were actually there.
Yes.
So they all saw it and they all went there at the same time and trained themselves to astral project.
Yes. See, to me, this proves that we're all energy. If you think about it, we're all literally just energy. And if you're energy, it can never be destroyed and you can, it just only changes form. So that gives me hope when I pass away. So, you know, right. because, you know, we're all just going to go back to source or whatever and become, you know, part of that. I think that's crazy cool though, because think about it. If the government is sponsoring and kind of crazy. Okaying this and saying, let's do some experiences.
Using it.
Yeah. For spying too. They were using it. Guys, I mean, and you know, they don't want to admit it. You know, the cops don't want to admit that you can do this stuff too, you know, but you really can. And people are like, well, how do you do that? Everyone can do it. Just like the people that he taught in that class. They all went to the same place. They'd never been there. And they saw the same things. How cool.
Would you want to? And where would you go?
I would go to another dimension of time and maybe go to King Henry VIII's time. I love that era. I've always loved it. I loved it before it was cool to love King Henry VIII.
Yeah.
Seriously, I know.
Before the musical.
Before all that. You know, I probably because I feel like I wasn't a king or queen. I don't mean that, but I might have been privy or some kind of lady in waiting or something, or a sister to one. It's just so interesting to me, you know, that that time. But also, I would love to go to Egypt. That time period, you know, really early Egypt. Would love to see those things. Wow.
I've thought about doing this, like at night before I go to bed. I've tried to like visualize it, like your soul rising up and then like over your bed and then going out. And I've tried to put myself into like the neighborhoods where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And so I think what I'm using is like mostly memory.
Yes.
But try to picture myself like floating over, seeing where everything is again. It's relaxing to kind of do it.
It is. Well, actually, memory is a dimension. So memory is a real thing. So it is a real thing. And that's how I would think that you would, especially, you know, specifically you, if that's how you want to approach it, that would be a good way to do it.
It's interesting to me.
Because memory is still a dimension. Yeah, it actually is. It's crazy. I love that thought, because a lot of times, because my mom said, you know, if you're not feeling well or you're not doing well, and everyone who listens to this podcast, everyone can do this. Let's say you're not feeling well, you know, you've got a cold, you've got whatever you've got, you know, talk to your guides, or even if you don't believe in any of this, just hear me out. Talk to God, whoever you believe in. Say, God, take me to the healing temple. There's a healing temple up there. They're all welcome to use. And just imagine, just lay on your back, uncross your legs. And imagine like light circling around your body in a cocoon, all up and down, a white light, all up and down, you know, from your head to your neck, to your chest, to your abdomen, you know, to your stomach, to your pelvis, to your thighs, all the way down to your toes, all the way back up. And imagine it and just think good thoughts the whole time and smile and just think that way. A lot of times you'll just fall asleep.
Sure.
They'll take over. And I'm telling you, it works. We are able to heal ourselves. Now, I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm just saying there are things we can do mentally, because here's the deal. We can make ourselves sick by being stressed out.
Yeah.
We can make ourselves sick by, you know, being angry and holding things in. Why can't we make ourselves better by using the white light of God? Why can't we?
Yeah.
You know, so there you go, guys. You're welcome.
Just go to that healing temple. It's like very similar to just a 24-hour walk-in Physicians Express, just a lot better.
But better.
Yeah.
But better and cheaper. Yeah. Right? I mean, because I've talked to Christina. She's one of my best friends now. And she's like, she told me, she goes, how often do you do it? And I said, you know, I do it a few times a week.
Wow.
Just because, and a lot of times I just want the stress to be gone.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be an illness. It could just be, or worry or whatever. And my mom, you know, I told you I can talk to her. She told me something so profound, and it's just, and I've heard this before. And she says, worrying is like sawing sawdust. She goes, if you worry about the future, you know, it's going to be stressful for you. If you worry about the past, it's going to be depressing. Don't do that. Live in the moment, because that's really, truly where you are right now.
Right. It's all you have.
It's all we really have, you know, and it's hard to give that up. That's hard to just say, well, I'm just going to live for today. Well, it's all you got. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know what's happening right now. And that makes me feel so much better, you know?
Yeah. Can't control it.
No,
and
no.
It will stress you out to try.
Exactly. So I have one. Okay. I have how NDEs work, near-death experiences. Yes. Let's talk about it. Yes. I talk to so many on my podcast.
People fight me on this and say like, Well, it's what your brain does when you're shutting down and all this. There's no way. The stories. Right. My favorite is when someone in the hospital room could hear what after she was dead, hear what they were talking about. Or there was one that they saw a shoe on the roof of the hospital when they like ascended and they told the hospital staff about it when they came back and they're like, what? And it was out there. Yeah. So crazy things. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, near-death experiences, they're all so different. The thing is, your brain does kind of shut down. But the thing with near-death experiences, it's like a dream in a way too, because from what I understand, the other side is more real than here. So when you dream, I lose it in like 2 seconds. If I think about it for a second, I was like, wait a minute, what did I dream?
Sure. And it's gone. Yeah.
But these near-death experiences, Stephanie, they remember every single detail for their whole lives.
And it changes them. And a lot of times gives them abilities from there on out.
Yes. Yes. Because they've been there and they come back with maybe a little more empathy or psychic ability or mediumship abilities. Psychic is different than medium. Psychic is more of a future telling. Yes. Mediumship is maybe communicating with people on the other side. Channeling. So it's, you know, exactly. So the most profound one that still sticks with me, well, they're all so profound, so I can't really say the most. They are. One of them was a woman who died and she went to hell. She experienced hell.
Right. Now, was this one fairly recent? Basically, this was her idea of what happens after death. So that's where she went.
Right. Well, and
she created her own reality.
She did. Well, and she goes, I was a good Catholic girl. She goes, that's why I could understand what
It all begins with Catholicism, though.
I don't want to just pick on Catholicism. Not to pick on religions, because, you know, I think there's a lot of good people and a lot of good things that go on with religious. But yes, she was a good Catholic girl and she died and she, you know, woke up and in this really hot place and she was tormented and there were zombies and people making fun of her and calling her, you know, horrible names and just on and on and on. Well, right before she had passed, one of her very dear friends had passed before her, like a few months. And she was really upset about that too.
Sure. Okay.
And that's why she had gotten so sick and was in the hospital, because that didn't help. See, she made herself sick because she was so stressed out about losing her friend. So, and then she caught like a virus and everything was just worse because she was just in a really bad state. So when she started talking to someone in this hell place saying, well, I don't want to be here. And they're like, well, you're stuck here. You blah, blah, blah. Right. And she goes, and then it started, for some reason, she goes, it started snowing in hell. And I couldn't understand that. And she goes, well, and they say, well, it's Christmas time on the other side. And we hate Christmas. Right. And she goes, well, I just started singing Away in a Manger because it was my favorite song, a Christmas song. Uh-huh. And so a couple of them started singing with her. And then the people that didn't like it started rushing to her. But then she popped up. And then all of a sudden she sees her friend on the other side smiling at her and saying, see, it was all in your head. And she goes, oh, okay. So it doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't work that way. But then I had another near-death experiencer who passed away. And this is back in 94. This is how long ago it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away. He was a fireman, passed away of a really bad virus too. It's really strange how both of them, you know, passed away from a virus.
Right.
Yeah. So he goes, it was so strange, Leslie. I left my body. I knew I left my body because I was floating. A lot of people float, as you guys know. And he goes, and all of a sudden I was like, I can't believe I thought I was Bill. His name was Bill. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He goes, we're all just play actors. This isn't real. He goes, real is the energy we are on the other side and all of the love and compassion and unconditional everything on the other side. It's not this play that we're in and the people we think we are. And I was like, I've never heard that. And I was like, whoa. And so, yeah. And there's more to it than that, but it's just the fact that he was like, I can't believe I thought I was this person. Like he couldn't believe he was Bill or you know what I mean? I was like, the fact that you knew that right away, and he goes, yeah, I forgot that I was even that person. You don't remember. And all of a sudden you're reminded, oh, wait, I was on Earth. I was that person on Earth. It's just like,
That would really affect your attitude about things going forward, well, yeah, right?
When he came back, it
was like everything. You're like, I don't know. Does it matter?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously do good. Obviously be as good a person as you can, because honestly, the thing is you do, it's the truth. You do judge yourself on the other side. Like my real father did that. He did judge himself on the other side, right. And he put himself in solitary confinement because he was not good. Yeah. That story alone with me was crazy too. And I can't believe I was actually able to communicate with him, because I hadn't talked to him in years because he was just a bad person.
I think it's almost a training of, because this is what I've heard from multiple channelers now. It pops into your head or you hear it, but it's not through your ears. And you have to be confident enough or have done this enough to say, okay, that's not from me.
Right.
Because the times I have heard it, and they're few and far between, but they were so clear and so not what I would think. Well, and I've heard my grandma after she died just one time, and it was very cool.
But I do. I know I sound so woo-woo, but we're talking about woo-woo stuff, and I'm going there, girl.
We are. We're talking. We are getting as wacky as possible. Yes.
Listen, I've heard I've heard people say, I want to go to my funeral. I want to see what everybody does. I want to see how many people show up. And you would think that's an ego thing, and I'm sure it is. Sometimes I think.
I've heard they could do that. I've heard you could do it. Like a lot of people hang around for long enough to see how everybody is kind of like dealing with the immediate loss before they sort of leave for a while.
Right. And that's the thing. Maybe they still have a little bit of an ego because they're not quite all the way over there yet, because they're kind of waiting to see what goes on.
Right.
They're just curious, you know?
And you can feel them around. I know people who have seen them around. My sister saw the shadow of my dad.
Oh, wow.
I mean, very clearly, walking exactly how he would walk.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I do feel like that little bit of them is still kind of around right after.
I do too. And you know how we talk about different dimensions and how ghosts work, or at least I think they work, because as we all know, time is all, it doesn't exist. It's all happening at once. It's like how a ghost works. It's like The Others, the movie with Nicole Kidman, when they're her ghost and she's their ghost, because they're just in a different time. It's a perfect example of how the dimensions work. She's in her own dimension, in her own house. And all of a sudden the curtains keep shutting and closing and doors keep slamming and shutting. And she keeps seeing things and hearing things. And
they're just living their life.
And they're living their life. And they come to find out they're the ghost left over. And there's people that live in the house.
I love that.
And so is that just the most, but it makes sense to me. It's like the sixth sense, you know,
for those residual energies. Yes. That is what I believe is happening for the residual, like Civil War sites and people seeing soldiers because walking the same tracks that they did so many years ago, things like
that. I think there's sentient and I think there's residual. Like residual is just, we're walking the same path during Civil War, marching with the drums. So that to me, that's residual. Like it's kind of like a recording that just plays over and over.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, but sentient, you know, intelligent ghosts, and I've heard both. I've heard they could start out as residual and gain a sentient consciousness.
Huh.
Yeah. And start communicating. But I've also heard that just they're just in a different dimension. It's an onion. I mean, it's just you peel it back and there's more. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Somebody said, look at a book. You know, you have all these pages of a book. And the first page looks a lot like the second page. And the next page looks like the next page. But they're all different words and they're all different pages. And that's how dimensions work.
Oh, that's cool. I like that metaphor. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was really a cool way to put it, even though it's just, it's so hard to grasp because we're not here to understand it all. I don't think we're supposed to get it all. Every single near-death experiencer I've talked to, they say you immediately understand how the universe works. But when you do come back, you are not allowed to keep that information. That's one thing that they can't keep.
Huh.
Yeah. That's something they
yeah, because they're always kind of like, well, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but this is what I saw.
Exactly. And they're not, I don't think they're allowed to, because I just don't think it would, I don't think our human brains can comprehend it.
It probably wouldn't help us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, but the things I hear are just, there's two core things that I always hear from every single near-death experiencer, because they all have different ones. If you are more religious, you're going to probably see, you know, whatever your religious entity is, whether it's Jesus or Buddha or whatever, right? Whoever it is. But they all say the same two things. They did not want to come back. I don't care if you just had a baby. They did not want to come back. This is home. That was not home. That was me. That I can't believe I was Bill thing, you know? And then the other thing is, the other side is more real than here. The other side, not here. This is just our 3D little camping trip, you know?
So it is a camping trip.
Really, it's not a great camping trip, but it can be great. But yeah, it's just, it's crazy to me how every single one of them, though, has have said the same thing. I didn't want to come back. I didn't want to come back. It didn't matter who was here. And it, and people were like, well, I kind of took it personally, you know, because we just got married or we just had a baby.
No, it should give you like confidence to be like, oh my God, how great is it going to be when I die?
Exactly.
You know?
Well, my thing is too, with my podcast, I like to spread awareness and I want people to understand you don't have to be afraid of dying. I don't want to go anytime soon, but you don't have to be afraid of this. You know, you don't have to be afraid. I'm not saying, from what I understand too, most people who do pass from like really tragic accidents or tragic things that were done to them on purpose, they leave their bodies before anything happens to their bodies. They jump out. That is a choice they can make.
Yes, mm-hmm. I have heard that too. So they didn't feel anything. Yes. They're taken before. It's like an act of grace. I have heard that many times.
You know, if you get mauled by a bear, you know, God, that's a horrible thought, but you know, you're out of your body so fast. I think I'd rather just watch it from above, like on the cliff, maybe have a cocktail, you know? Well, actually, maybe not have a cocktail watching my body get mauled. But by then you're like, I don't care. I can't believe I was Leslie. I was that. I mean, and that leads me to Mary Helen Hensley's near-death experience when she said about her body, she said, you know, when I passed away, I was in a really tragic car accident. Obviously she made it or she wouldn't tell me the story. She said, I immediately left. She goes, I made the decision to leave my body when that car crashed into my car. And she said, but let me explain to you how I felt about my body. She said, you know how like you're in the garden and you're really hot and sweaty, peel off those.
Oh yes. Yeah. I loved this.
You
yes.
Peel off all those sweaty clothes and they're gross and there's just a pile there on the washing machine because they're dirty, you know, they're gross, you know? And then you take the best shower you've ever taken in your life and you feel so good and you smell good and everything, you know, the last thing you want to do is put those clothes back on. And that's how you feel about your body. You're like, I don't want to go back to that. No, I don't want to go back to that. It's craziness.
Okay, we have to get to one more because we're running out of time.
I know.
This one is the one I struggle with the most because it's so weird to me. And I even have messaged you about it because the first time we heard about it, I was like, Leslie, have you heard of this? Because this is messed up. Okay. Physical mediumship. So we all know mediumship is like when you can channel. It's mental mediumship. But physical mediumship is so different. It's defined as manipulation of energies and energy systems by spirit. And it involves perceptible manifestations. It's like a medium seance where a bunch of people get together and the presence of spirit then manifests in physical form, including ectoplasm, which is this energetic material that's used by the spirits to then create their body parts, like manifest them into the physical world. Things moving, levitating. I've heard many times there's like a horn and the horn will just play appearance of sounds like knocking, tapping, rapping. Now, I will include a link all about this so you can learn more because if you've never heard of this, you're going to be like, what is she talking about? But the most I've heard is from We Don't Die Radio with Sandra Champlain, those podcasts. And she talks about sitting in these circles and you have to be like invited. And they all, first they up the energy and they do it by singing together. Any, like a song that everyone knows, like He's a Jolly Good Fellow, like literally anything. And they're just trying to laugh and sing and have fun and up and up and up the energy for then these things to start to happen. Mm-hmm. And there's like one medium in the center that sort of starts it all and can use his physical body, like the ectoplasm can come out of him. And then these people will form and you can like touch them, hug them, talk to them.
Yeah.
What
is going on?
Have you heard of this? What is going on?
Well, the key word here is energy, right? So, and you know how like you raise your vibration when you get together with a sibling or with a best friend or someone who gets you, and mm-hmm. you don't even have to say anything to each other. You just start cracking up. Have you ever had that situation where you don't have to say anything?
I have sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that with my own sister. I mean, she gets me. I mean, inside me, she's part of me, right? I have best friends too, but like I can just start laughing, and that vibration alone is so magnetic to the other side. And so and it's all about intention too. So you have an intention of bringing something forward, like a loved one or whatever. It's almost all about the energy you put to it, like a seance. If you have the energy, and I don't do this stuff. I don't know that much about this stuff. I just know what I've heard. And this is what I've heard.
Yeah.
The energy alone and the intention alone and the vibration you produce from it can manifest things you can't imagine. You can't imagine.
And that you can like touch.
Yes.
Like the people have said, I touched my mother's arm. Her arm mm-hmm. formed
mm-hmm.
and she was there. And usually it's only parts. Like they try, but it takes so much energy for them to use the ectoplasm to even manifest that you don't get like a whole person.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, they feed off our energy. If you have that kind of energy going into it, you might be able to see your mother's profile. You might be able to smell your mother's smell, you know, the perfume she wore or whatever. You might be able to see your dog just for a flash, because at the end of the day, they're still here. They're still with us. We're just hiring our vibration to match theirs, because we're on such a lower vibration than people that are on the other side. That's why they have to take our energy to come to get to our point. They have to lower it so much
that like melding into the physical world, like it's not
of, yeah
meant to happen, and they have to like force it to happen.
It's intention. It's, yeah.
I've talked mm-hmm. to one of the most practical mediums. I love her, mm-hmm. Andy Ray Medium on TikTok. Yeah. She's amazing, but she is so matter of fact about all of this stuff. She's like, nope, this. And I have asked her about it. I'm like, okay, physical mediumship, what is mm-hmm. up with mm-hmm. that then? And she said, well, I just don't see any need for that. Like, no, you don't need to use my body too.
Right.
Like, this is where I cut it off. You know, like mental, I can do this and this, and that's all I need to do. All that, I don't need to do that. You don't need to use me. That's weird. People have done it. People continue to do it. If you listen to We Don't Die Radio, there are stories, and they sit in these circles as like a regular thing, and they manifest these energies, and the stories are wild.
Yeah. And you have to be careful with that kind of stuff, because there's bad energies too. So you have to protect yourself. But yeah, it does seem a little theatrical and a little unnecessary. But
do you need to create ghosts out of ectoplasm? I don't know.
But I do think, and I told you this at the beginning of the podcast, I think when it comes to this kind of stuff, anything is possible. And that's a little scary if you think about it.
Real scary.
You know, anything is possible. So you do have to be very careful. But also, it is not one thing. There's so much gray. And so if you ever talk to anyone or see anyone on a video that says, no, this is the way it works, and it only works this way, just be careful of that kind of mentality, because that's an ego thing. You got to take that ego out.
Right. And your perception is your reality. And we're all painted by our own experiences.
Yes. My perception of how it works is going to be totally different to how it's going to happen for Stephanie. But I believe you. I believe everything you say if it happened to you, because there's no reason for you to lie to me. But also, I wouldn't say, oh, no, that's not how it works, Stephanie. No, that didn't happen to you.
Right.
You know, because I do believe anything is possible, because we all are fragments of God, fractals of God. He wants to know how you handled it, you know? Yeah.
And that's why there's no end to the what you can find out and what you can talk about on that podcast, because everyone has different experiences and you just keep finding.
I do. And I do talk about, well, what I do, like I said, I spread awareness on the things that I know. I'm not saying I know anything, everything and anything, because I don't. But I also talk about true crime stories and ex-cult members and people who leave prisons. And I want to know why, what happened? What did you eat? You know, or what happened in that cult? Why did you leave? It's called Because I Want to Know, because it's truly why. I truly want to know. So, and yeah. nothing, most of it's paranormal. There is a fair amount of true crime as well. So yeah.
Love it. Well, this, I mean, you are the perfect person to do this with.
Thank you.
You know, there's just so much. There's so much. And that's why I love like plugging in a podcast and hearing about it, because the amount of things you can open your mind to.
Yeah. Well, the world is just, it's beautiful out. You know, when you are breathing that air, that is air that's being breathed by someone in a whole different dimension. You know, I mean, it's just, there's so many possibilities.
If you've ever been to the Chicago Museum, has this whole thing about the cosmos and how small ours is, and the galaxies and the universe and all of this, and how small you actually are. And that like, we are basically stardust. Like we're all created from the same material. And when you think
we are
that big, it really makes you think, one, the interconnectedness. And that's just an ongoing theme every time I learn about any of this, that we're all connected, but also how small we really are.
Well, we all have to, if we can all just put our egos down and just love everyone, you know, smile, even just smiling at a stranger raises the vibration and it ripples effect in the universe. Those small things are huge. So just remember, you matter. Every single thing you do and think and say matters.
Well, this is awesome. Thank you so much again for sitting down with me to talk about the woo.
I loved it.
We'll have to, I mean, I'll keep writing them down. The wackiest I hear. Well, we'll have to make a second collection. Yes. There you go. You just titled it. See, that is experience and talent for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, right. That's so good.
I love it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on. Hey, thanks for listening. And if you're new around here, please don't forget to subscribe to Multidimensional Mom. And because I want to know, so you will be the first to know when new episodes come out. And we love your 5-star ratings and reviews. See you next time.